Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day to this point. Enjoying the weather. Go outside. Stick your head outside. Take a walk. If you are at home. Or heck, if you're even at the office. Dr. Peter Cobb, we talked to him basically when this first happened, when this first hit. So we got him on a family physician, TriStar Medical. Dr. Cobb, welcome to the show. We had a caller last segment that was on You Just Made the List that was angry at people just giving their opinions. He kind of wants some dragnet. He just wants the facts. He wants whoever we talk to be kind of like Daniel Caffey in A Few Good Men. You know, he wants the truth. So with that being said, can you give us some truth? Can you spew some truth on this show today?
I'm not so sure I can spew much truth, Darren. No. I'm going to try.
Okay.
But this is a moving target, as you know.
It is a moving target. How much has the target moved since the last time we caught up with you, which was, what, four weeks ago?
I think it's moved quite a bit in some respects and not much in others. it's really affected our practice. We've cut our office hours down and staff probably working 30 hours a week, and we're not seeing nearly as many patients as we were before this all started. And then just new recommendations and things coming out of the CDC. And unfortunately, what hasn't changed is I'm not able to really make a difference in this currently due to lack of testing and availability of resources. So it's been a little frustrating from our end.
In your mind, is that the next big step is just to get more testing, or how would you answer that?
Well, I guess it depends on what your end game is. I think what we'll find is that a lot more people have had this than we thought, that it's way more widespread than we thought. Testing really won't change much in terms of outcomes, probably. Some may argue that, but testing may affect our social distancing and how we treat family members and the like. But I don't think testing is the be-all and end-all. It certainly would be nice, and it would certainly give comfort to people that would want to know, and we're dealing with a lot of anxiety in the fallout from that. So it's just one piece of many, but it would be nice. It's better than twiddling my thumbs here.
Well, that is true. And speaking of that, what about in the attempt to, as you know, you're a big golfer, your son plays golf collegiately, PGA announcing that their intentions are to come back in the middle of June. MLS has said the same thing. As we start to maybe put some wheels in motion down the road, let's say, and we'll just use middle of June as our target, is the testing thing that can help put more things, more wheels in motion by knowing, you know, people have the testing available, the data. And also, I guess the other layer is what we've talked about with you maybe the first go around, just trying to understand what this is, right? If you had it, or if you've had it, are you in the clear moving forward? You know, how all that works.
Well, there's a couple. I mean, you can test antibodies to see if you've had it. The problem is there's some concern that maybe there's a reactivation. You know, they've kind of had some spikes in some other countries. So we're not sure if this has a cyclical pattern in individual patients or if these are reinfections. So just because you test positive and then negative, some are testing positive again. That's concerning. And then besides the antibody test, there's the actual testing of the disease itself. And then you're making the assumption that just because you got tested, that the results are accurate. And we're not 100% sure that's true. So once again, Darren is a moving target. And frustrating, because I understand everybody's desire to know and have answers, and they're really not out there.
Dr. Cobb, I want to ask you, first of all, I know you probably have a lot of colleagues that would have some amazing stories to tell and what they're going through. So we probably don't say it enough on our show. I know we're feeling it. We've said it many times before, but we want to continue to emphasize how much we admire all of the folks that are, you know, in there every day seeing this and going through this while we do our part in staying home. But what kind of feedback have you gotten from some of your colleagues that are seeing this up front? What have you learned?
Well, I think in general, the ones that are in the emergency rooms, they're just putting their head down and they're just fighting through and doing what they can to help. And so I think there's fatigue and exhaustion from their end. And then from those of us that are maybe a little outside the first line, of course, we can see patients here, and I've had several with it here. There's just a feeling of a little bit of frustration and inability to really help and give answers. And unfortunately, a lot of the time, the answers are just what everyone knows, which is just stay home, take care of yourself, and call us if things get worse. And so I think this is just what we do, and we just try and make decisions based on the information we have. And unfortunately, right now, it's a little bit limited.
When we have these discussions on our show and we read articles about potentially, let's take hockey, playing in front of no fans, basketball playing in front of no fans, baseball, etc., the different setups that they're talking about, what comes to mind for you? It's easy for us to kick it around, but you have much more of a trained eye. We heard what Dr. Fauci said. He said it might be plausible here in time, but what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think if you took just purely the medical side, we're not ready to go back and do that kind of stuff. But that's not what life is, and there are gray areas. And so obviously the effects on the economy and the devastating effects on the economy, and those things have devastating effects on people and their health, those have to be weighed. And so I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. I do think there are some sports that set themselves up better than others to return sooner. But once again, you're not going to get guarantees because there's flaws in the testing, and there's also concerns that these could reactivate. And we really just don't know what this virus does entirely yet. So it's hard to set up public policy and make decisions on time or because I'm not so sure things will change by those times.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. That was where I was going, I think, with my next question, too, is knowing what you do, do you feel like in another 6 weeks to 2 months that we might know a lot more in terms of testing and data that we're getting and being able to observe what's going on with the virus? How much more in the know do you think we'll be in 2 months?
Willie, I wish I could answer that. I will know more because we're learning stuff every day, and there's some drugs in the pipeline and that have some promise. But I, you know, because we won't even know how this virus responds, say in fall months or summer months. I mean, we just don't even have that kind of information, so it's going to be hard to make public policy decisions when we don't even know what the virus is going to do or how it's going to respond in the upcoming months. I think it's wishful thinking, and I understand why we're doing that, but I think we'll know more, but I don't know if you're going to have enough answers in just the next few months to be able to make informed decisions, and because, you know, you are taking, these are lives at stake, and it's hard to knowingly or unknowingly put people in danger. I don't know how you do it.
Dr. Peter Cobb is with us. The thing that's been fascinating to me and what I'm hoping we learn more about or are learning currently is, you know, obviously everybody's different. Everybody's built differently. You have people with different blood types. Their immune systems handle things in a different way of what we're going to learn of how certain people fight off the virus as opposed to others that get it and maybe don't fight off disease as well anyway. What can you say on that?
Are you asking how do we know how this affects different people?
Yeah, that's basically what I'm getting at.
Well, I can tell you just from what I've read and also personal standpoint from patients I've had here, I've seen the gamut as it's, there's suggestion that there are upwards of 20 to 50 times as many people that have it that don't know they've had it or have it as that have tested positive for the disease. So one is it runs the gamut from not having from people not having any symptoms and to others that get sick and can pass away within 1 week of getting the disease. And I know the people listening to your show know most of this stuff, but as you get older and you have underlying comorbidities such as diabetes or heart disease, those do increase the risk of the disease. So it has such a wide variability in how it affects people. And what makes it so difficult to is that if you have people that have it but don't even have symptoms, how do you track that if you don't have widespread testing? And what if this virus reactivates? Then you've got a whole nother set of problems too. So once again, very frustrating. But it can go from being almost nothing to completely devastating. And as truth be told, I've had both of those here too. So. And I know the effects. So it's been difficult.
So in your medical opinion, when we get back to the sports conversation, like you were mentioning earlier, that even if you quarantine everybody in somewhere and then try and play these sports, yes, you could have some testing, but you still may not know that the left tackle for a football team that he has it and it just hasn't shown up in him yet and he could spread it to everybody else. Is that what you're saying?
That is exactly right, and like everything else, I heard, I think it was Dr. Cuomo in New York say that this will change us forever, and it will, and some of that will be good, but I think that this will affect public policy and how we interact with each other on a daily basis. I think those things I think we're going to have some pattern, some behavioral changes in how we go about things. Because of this, and so I think, Jason, what you said is accurate too, though, which is you know we always make decisions, and there are always risks involved in everything we inherently do, be it getting the car or travel or you know whatever, and the people that get paid to make these decisions are going to have to. Decide what the risks are and whether or not they're willing to accept them.
Yeah, that is a really good point. I know that there's a bigger picture, but since we are a sports talk show, I did want to ask you, you're an avid sports fan, your kids are in college. Like I said, your son is playing collegiately, playing golf. So you've got kids in college, and right now, with all this going on there at home, what do you think, and what are they saying? I mean, what do you think is going to be the plan for for college athletics, for universities in the fall, and it, you know, this upcoming year, how do you think they're going to try to tackle all this? Like you've said throughout this interview, there's so much uncertainty, and it's so hard to answer some of this stuff, but I would just be curious, what do you think, your opinion?
Well, number one, Darren, my son has been lifting water jugs in my backyard, and so he needs to come over to your house. Can you take him for a week or so? He's had enough of us, I think.
Would he be willing to help my son lift some water jugs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
we can work something out.
He's willing. No, I if you want my honest answer, I don't know how they're going to be able to logistically work this out in the college arena. Because first of all, you've got to get the kids back on campus, and then somehow provide an environment that's safe for the student athletes. I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. I'm glad I get just to take care of people, because that seems a lot easier than trying to put on a football game or a volleyball game. Or I don't see how they can do it. I don't even think that's taking too negative a view of it. I just don't know how you can safely start putting those sports back on, and even without students in the stands, how do you ensure that the student athletes are going to be safe? I don't know how you do that. I think it's different when you're paying athletes, but for collegians, I don't know how they're going to do that.
Is your son concerned that, you know, I mean, it's, I don't know if you guys even talk about it or not. Maybe he doesn't even want to think about it, and you guys don't even want to talk about it. But, you know, there is a fallout if nothing can come back and things may go away. And a lot of sports basically none of the sports make any money other than football and college basketball and maybe some baseball programs, but most of them, they're in the red for programs. So is he concerned that, you know, that the fallout could be his sport disappears?
Well, I think his sport is in the fall and the spring. So, I mean, I think there would be a real concern on his part. You'd have to ask him. I think he's more concerned about having to spend another year with me. But I think that the biggest concern is, yeah, I mean, he could potentially lose another year. I do think we'll get back one day. So, I don't think – but I'm worried about the fall.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Well, we'll work out the water jugs and maybe some time away from you off air. Thanks for doing this, as always, and we'll talk to you soon. And thanks for everything you do.
Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Dr. Peter Cobb, family physician, TriStar Medical, and he's seeing patients, and he has just said it. He's had patients dealing with this, what we're going through right now. We will come back. Actually, we got a few minutes. Anything jump out to you guys before we kick off the final hour with some trivia?
Well, I think it was great straight talk. You know, that's what I kept hearing from him is, number one, he answered what he could, but he also cautioned everybody. And this goes back to our jokes about intentions, right? We can all have our goals, our intentions, but there's just a lot of answers that we don't know right now. And I think, at some point there will be risk involved. As much as we want to be able to say the whole thing is going to be gone, the reality is it's not going to be gone for a while. So how do we minimize the risk? What strides can be made? How much more knowledge can we gain over the next few months? And maybe even it might take another year, right? And there may be some things we don't want to have happen that happen, right? And in terms of college campuses and games that we want to see played that end up just not getting played, or kids that, you know, want to get out there and play for their teams that, you know, it just won't be able to be feasible for a while. These are really tough things that we're facing here.
And I want to be clear on my stances, just so people know, this is not a selfish take of here's sports guy who's just trying to do anything and everything and say anything and everything to try to get it back because he's bored. It has nothing to do with that at all.
Right.
And actually, I don't know if you guys – I haven't complained once about being bored. I haven't said that. This is not a selfish – I'm trying to think about all the people that it affects. And see, that was – it's interesting you brought up the word because that was the key word I took from that interview. It's assessing the risk because everything is a risk, but at some point you have to figure out – I guess as they say, when the rubber meets the road, you know, is the risk worth what if you don't do it, then you know what the fallout is going to be. Okay, it's this category over here. This is what it'll look like if we don't take a risk to a certain degree, right? And so if we do and we try to take the risk and do things the right way, we have a chance to keep this around or keep it. I don't want things to go away permanently. I don't want there to be this crater of a hole that we have to spend the next 5 years digging out of. That is simply the only reason that I bring up some of this stuff is because I'm just trying to think for everybody. I'm not thinking for myself of, I don't care. I just want to get sports back on TV. I got to watch this stuff. We got to cover this stuff. It's not about that at all.
Yeah, it's.
And look, I'm not saying I want to watch Netflix for the next 6 months, but I haven't complained at all about the situation that we're in. In fact, I've actually had some good come out of this. It has been, some of this stuff has been refreshing on my end, but I'm just trying to think of all the people's lives out there. This is already affected.
It's economics.
And will continue to affect if we don't come up with some plans. And if we don't, in that interview, assess the risk of, you know, trying to do some things, understanding that there's a risk involved and hoping that it works.
Right. Well, that's why I said what I said earlier, that if you evaluate certain businesses, because I look at this strictly from a financial standpoint, economics, that, you know, the economy has to get going again. We have to reopen the country, as people have been putting it. But that doesn't mean that you can't have some people still work from home, because if their business, like we're doing a radio show from our houses and it's working, so who's to say that they reopen some businesses and you have restaurants, but it's limited. But our bosses come to us and say, hey, we're going to keep you guys at home just to play it safe for a little while. Okay, there are other businesses that can do that too. I think it can be a stair-step program, you know, gradually opening things back up. And to your point, taking a little bit of a risk to see what happens to get everything going again. But you don't have to do it all at once. I think so many times people look at a situation where, okay, we just got to go one hill swoop and just jump right in and get everything going right at one time. You don't have to do it that way.
Yeah, there can absolutely be baby steps, right?
Baby steps are, hey, slow and steady, baby. That wins the race.
The term a lot of the medical officials are using, you know, we've hit the, hopefully, in most places, we've hit the down slope. Is that what they're saying? You know, the curve, you know, at some places they've hit the peak or at least close or plateauing. Mm-hmm. As this is happening, we're flattening the curve. But they say it's so critically important that as we go down to the backside, as we curve down, that we don't let it spike back up again. Right. That's the goal.
Yeah, and the other part is, to going back to what I initially said, that I think for now, I think it's been, you know, we're still pretty early on in this for the most part. I mean, if you can't stay on the up and up and try to think positive, but I do know that it's only natural. The longer this goes, it is just going to take its toll on people, right? And so I worry about that too, and may take its toll on me. You know, I mean, I think we're all going to be facing that at some point. It's like, okay, you know, like we're all going a little nutso here. Like, what? And so I do worry about that. If it just, you know, depending on the time frame, like how long can you keep everybody thinking the right way, trying to stay upbeat, trying to be positive, trying to take good from things before everybody just starts getting mad and angry and bored and depressed, right? Yeah. And so,
or desperate,
that's the other
right?
part.
I mean, if
or
you're,
desperate, exactly.
Like I've heard a lot of feedback from small businesses that they're watching the days go by and they're saying I can only hang on until this date.
There's I have friends in that boat.
Exactly.
I talk to them. Yes.
And you feel for them, and it's like they'd be ready to do anything almost, right? They'd be willing to take a lot more risk than some of us who maybe have a little more time along those lines. That's a tough thing.
No question about it. So just wanted to shed some light on that. We do appreciate Dr. Peter Cobb for joining us this hour. We will come back and do what we've been doing last several Fridays on this show, and that's provide a little trivia. We've got some good prizes, and we would like for you to weigh in. 615-737-1025. We will reveal the categories when we come back to start the fourth and final hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase. That's next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.